B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Tony D'Amico, Cape Crepe and Chowder. How are you?
Hey.
All right. Yeah, whatever. That's fake. Why are you calling?
Well, we go way back, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you know people.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody with some muscle to get this fraud from the news press to back off.
This broad from the news press to back off. What are you talking about, Tony?
I don't know who the hell she is. Let's call her Mary Jane Rottencrotch.
Okay.
Mary Jane is asking too many questions about something that everybody knows shouldn't be talked about.
What?
The midget college.
Oh, you saw the article. It was in the news press earlier in the week. The search for Tiny Town. The search for Munchkin Land.
And now there's people rooting around asking the old timers too many questions.
Oh.
And they should let sleeping dogs lie.
So you know something more about this. Are you saying that the people over at the news press, by digging into this Munchkin Land, is stirring up a hornet's nest?
Sure. Because if they get their way, what they're going to find is nothing but trouble, heartache, and pain. Some things are better left alone.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, I got you on the phone. Haney and I have always talked about that, the mystery of a Tiny Town, Midget Town, Munchkinville.
And that's fine for you fellas to talk about it, because people don't believe a word you say.
Right. So,
but the newspaper is different.
Yeah, it's in print, and that makes it much more official. If a newspaper starts writing about it, you know something's got to be real. Can I ask you seriously, Sarah? You okay? Yeah, maybe you should.
I'm great.
Maybe you should light a smoke.
Already burning, my friend. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Terryton.
You were around here when all that stuff was going on, weren't you?
Of course.
What do you remember?
Well, you just need to care. Question like that.
Yes, I can. You know what? We've known each other a long time, decades and decades. And you know what? I'd rather go and have us discuss this thing than some broad from the news press digging up and turning over rocks.
That's true. But you know, the next thing, they're going to be asking questions about, Tony, tell us about the days when you were running guns to the Contras in Nicaragua. What about El Salvador? I just happened to be a man with a very big, very fast boat.
Right. What?
And what the feds refer to as hidden compartments, I like to refer to as storage and live wells.
You know, there's still news articles about you. There's still, you go up to the Newark News and the Patterson Picayune, and there's still stories about you and your little exploits.
Well, you know, I still got that boat. I dry docked it. You remember I named the boat after my first wife, which is called the Pisser. You know, if that boat could talk, I'd be in jail.
I know that. I know, but let's get back to Tiny Town.
That's it. My point is, there's a lot of secrets and a lot of things that went on that, yeah, maybe people know about it and it's common knowledge, but it could still hurt people.
That's true. Are you saying that there are still some people in town that may have lived in Tiny Town or know things that they probably should never, ever reveal?
Well, one of the things you're doing, I'll give you a clue. One of the things that you're doing is you're talking about his plates in past tense.
In past
tense? That's what we wanted to think.
Are you saying that it's Tiny Town still exists in Southwest Florida today?
Not in the form of the pretty little houses.
Yeah, I saw them. They're little red and white houses, little entryways. All, you know, just miniature.
Most of them left when they were kicked out for the place to be built, you know, with the tennis courts and whatnot.
Yeah. You are right. But have a smoke.
I'll get to that in a minute. I should tell you why I feel so personally invested in Tiny Town, and then maybe you'll help me to protect
them. Okay, if I could help them be protected, I would. Can you tell me?
People are very cruel, and they look at these little midgets, trolls, and dwarves like they're not human beings.
But it's so true, Tony. But they are. They're human beings. They're not your little sprites and half pints.
You're exactly right. These small fries have feelings just like you and I.
Yes, they. I understand that.
These little anchor biters bleed, cry real tears.
Yep. And so they're putting you in charge of helping to keep them on the down low?
Well,
you're in charge of them.
I didn't say that. I never said that, and I never would. But, Stan, you know that I'm very fond of my very dear friend and charge, Big Tim.
Yes, Big Tim's been with you now a lot of years. Yes.
Big Tim's welfare was entrusted to me.
That I know that for a fact, because Big Tim's slow. He's a special needs boy, and he's very big.
He's huge.
He's Andre the Giant style.
He wasn't always.
He wasn't always?
One time he was just a little baby.
Well, that's true. Probably a big baby.
He was. Big Tim's parents lived at the farm there.
Big Tim's parents lived in Tiny Town?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, his mother was very portly. Couldn't have been more than 2'3".
But portly.
Yes. And his father, now, he was a tall man.
Oh, really? How tall?
Probably about 3 foot.
All right. I guess in Munchkin Land, that's pretty big.
Well, let's put it this way. If they had, the midget basketball league, he probably would have been a forward. Not a center, not a guard, but a fool.
Yeah, and so they lived there. So did Big Tim live there?
Well, when Big Tim come out of his mother, it about splitter in two.
I could imagine.
And, Colonel Pinky called me up to come down and help.
Who? Who?
Colonel Pinky. That's Tim's father. You know, back in the day, there was a thing where there was like General Tom Thumb.
You're right. Yes. And he
Tim's father was successful, but not on a national level. And so he kind of took the thing, and he couldn't do General Tom Thumb, so he called himself Colonel Tim Pinky.
Okay. And so that's his father.
Right.
Colonel Pinky.
And I believe his mother was she didn't speak English. Her name was Megby.
What was her name?
Megby.
All right, so what's this got to do with anything? All right, so fine. Well, okay, I didn't know that Big Tim, who's like 7'1 and weighs close to 400 pounds, came out of Colonel Pinky and his wife, who?
Megda.
Megda?
Megda, yes.
All right, so what do you want from me? Just keep it quiet?
Well, Tim has very vague memories. He had a difficult childhood because he grew so fast, they would dress him up as a man to go and buy liquor and cigarettes and groceries because he could get away with it.
You're right.
But he's always been super high and slow.
All right, you're...
And his parents, they passed away. Shortly before they ran everybody off, and I looked after him, me and a couple of other people. But there was a couple, I'd say, there used to be four of them that wouldn't leave.
That wouldn't leave Tiny Town?
They eventually cut off all contact with society, and they became known as the Crab.
Hello, who is this?
This is Raymond J. Johnson Jr.
Johnson who?
Raymond J. Johnson Jr.
Mr. Johnson.
Oh, you doesn't have to call me Johnson. You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Johnny, or you can call me Sonny, or you can call me Junny, or you can call me Ray J., or you can call me RJ, or you can call me RJJ, or you can call me RJJ Jr. But you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Stan and Haney here. Thank you very much. You're a fantastic audience. My name is Stan. About several miles away, self-distancing by his pool, is Mark Haney. And Rob, behind the glass for good reason. How are you, Haney?
I am great, Stan. It is a beautiful Southwest Florida day. There is not a cloud in the sky, nothing
beautiful.
But blue skies. That's
beautiful.
How we like it.
Yeah, bring it. Bring the music just a touch, just a little.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
Well,
you know what? This is one of the reasons why you need to get back here, because you can't regulate volume.
It's not that I can't regulate volume. It's a poor arrangement.
Well, see, you have the perfect arrangement here. But I'm not going to get into that
now. I wouldn't
now.
Say that, no.
Well,
I wouldn't
better
say
than
that,
what
it... You know why it's not the perfect arrangement?
Why is that?
Because I can't smoke in there.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm not gonna fight you on it. You still manage to go through a pack a day during the 4 hours we're on the air, though, don't you? Good news. You heard.
Are just...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I am sorry. I am. I've got good news.
Legitimate good news?
Yes. Well, I don't know. If to you, it'll probably make no difference. But. Lee County, tomorrow, Wednesday, is slowly starting to open things up. Tomorrow, our parks will be opening back up, and it will allow people to go and get out of the house, still social distancing, but you can walk the trails of parks and stuff. Get outside, get some fresh air, and you won't be like Tom Brady up in Tampa getting kicked out. Social distancing rules will still apply. I'll give you the list of the parks that are opening. I will say right off the bat, the biggest one around, Lakes Park, remains closed.
Aww.
Ball fields, playgrounds, and beaches remain closed. But here is what is opening tomorrow. As long as you social distance, you can get out and no picnicking or hanging out and staying there. You got to keep moving. This is the list of parks and trails reopening tomorrow in Lee County. Caloosahatchee Regional Park, north side only. Hickey Creek Mitigation Park. J.Y. Linear Park, Lehigh Acres Trailhead Park, Nolly Grand Park, Pineland Monument Park, Pinewood Trails Park, 6 Mile Cypress Slough and Preserve, excluding the Interpretive Center, Telegraph Creek, Paddle Craft Launch, Tropical Point Park. And then they got these Conservation 2020 preserves. They're opening up as well. Alva Scrub Preserve, Bob James Preserve, Buckingham Trails Preserve, Caloosahatchee Creeks Preserve East, Galt Preserve. Got a few more. Hickory Swamp Preserve, Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve, Pop Ash Creek Preserve, Powell Creek Preserve, Prairie Pines Preserve. I don't know where half of these are. 6 Mile Cypress Preserve North, Telegraph Creek Preserve, Wild Turkey Strand Preserve. They're all tomorrow will be opening so that you can walk the trails, get some fresh air, and, get out of the house before you could have gotten popped if you were on any of those parks. So there you go.
Now you can go and... you early adopters can go walk the trails and realize that the snakes have gotten a lot bolder.
Oh, let me tell you something. You are absolutely right. My golf course opened its cart paths to pedestrians last week. This is how my complex works. And don't be kid yourself that the elderly don't like to break rules. They think they own the place.
Well, they do.
Yeah. So the golf course that I live on, you couldn't walk the cart paths when there's golf going on because of insurance reasons. Someone cracks you in the head with a golf ball, you know, but they are nice winding cart paths through the 18 holes. So they send a message out last week that said, being that there is no golf, we're going to open up the trails and the cart paths to pedestrians. Please, no walking your dogs. Please, no skateboarding. Please, no biking. Just to walk. Wouldn't you know it, these 60, 70-year-olds who think that
they're out there skateboarding, aren't they?
They're out there biking, riding their bikes, taking their dogs out to crap everywhere. And I said, there we go. We're going to blow. They're going to go and make them close it all down. But I was able to go in for a few nice walks, so that was nice.
Did you see any snakes?
I did. The amount of, especially since nobody's out there playing golf in a lot of these trails.
Yeah.
Nobody's walking down.
They think everybody's dead or they left.
Saw all kinds of animals that took the liberties to come close to shore, to hang out without fear of human beings coming. So you walk by there, you're seeing snakes, you're seeing little gators, you're seeing turtles, all kinds of buoids, and other little creatures that are rustling through the underbrush that before would hide because there are people there.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of snakes, and they're getting bold.
Yeah, they'll get bold if nobody's there to stop them.
Well, they you know, when you're an animal, and to me a snake is less than an animal because I believe in the Bible, okay?
Yep.
And they get used to the quiet as opposed to people stomping through there and playing golf and carts going by. They don't learn.
No.
And they forget anything that they did learn because they don't have a large brain.
Yeah, they're dumb. They're dumb. They got a brain the size of like a sesame seed.
So I don't know if there's scientific proof to back that up, but you go walking these trails, you keep your eye out.
Oh, and I firmly agree. The trails around, because we've got that slough near us. They're opening that back up. You don't know what the hell's walking through there. I've seen things in there that, you know, anywhere else you'd run out. God knows what it's been since it's been closed down.
Yeah, because, you know, it's one thing when they've learned their place because we come through there like a herd of elephants several times a day. And then you get a couple of weeks of quiet,
yep,
and they start to, you know, think they're running things.
Yep, that's right. Well,
They're not running things, and they never will.
Correct. I want to let everybody know, because we got to take a break. Today on the show, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, right around 3:35 today. If you have a question for Mike Chinopoulos, attorney, you can text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Later on today, our Stan's name that movie, Haney, Brian Dennehy movies.
Oh, nicely done, Stan.
So we're going to take a break. Grab bag is next. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. Mike Chinopoulos in about an hour. We got Jack Webb telling you what it's like to be a cop, local beat, and we're going to do Name That Movie today, chance to win some prizes. Haney, for I guess the third or fourth week poolside,
It is a wonderful day.
I swung by your place earlier. I didn't realize it until after doing the show like this. I stopped at your front door for about 30 seconds. You are surrounded by bleeds, and they are loud, and they are of all different species.
That's funny that you say that, because I think Mama Boyd's babies hatched and flew away. I haven't seen her lately.
There's a lot, and it's getting now to, I come into your area, and the neighbors give me a little wave because they're used to seeing me. Before, they'd get ready to call a cop.
No, they're good people.
Yeah, they are. They keep an eye out on you. You know, they make sure everything's all right over there. And so, yeah, they see me come in every day, and I give them the old half-ass salute. You know, yeah, right there.
Well, you give them not even a full Boy Scout salute.
No,
just a
right there. Here you, right there. I see you. Let's let's do the grab bag.
You don't do that deal where you snap your fingers and point at them, do you?
Not yet. I don't know them that well.
Think about it. Compare your neighborhood compared to my neighborhood. I have legitimately nice people around.
Yeah,
me.
They're nice. You don't and have you, little Gestapo people running around.
Yeah.
Because that's what I got at mine. They all, you know, and if they had only planned better for their retirement, they could have owned their own home down here and not have to act like they're the Nazis.
Yeah, it's great, because I was talking about, the snakes last break.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to get into it. But about a week ago, I legitimately saw a python. And
how big?
Let's take the average, residential road. How wide would you say that road
is? I don't
know,
probably 15 feet.
It was longer than that.
Wow, well, that's a big and thick.
Yeah. Head was on one side of the road. Tail was still on the other.
Wow, that's a good-sized python.
And I saw it, and it was moving pretty fast. And then I saw a man and his wife walking their dog not like 3 minutes after it had scooted away. And I went up to him, and it probably frightened him. But I said, hey, folks, I put on my public service hat.
Yeah, did you frighten them, or did the knowledge of a snake frighten them? It could be 50-50.
Well, I was the one that gave them the gift of being frightened of the snake, because I said, you might want to keep your dog on a tight leash, because there was a python by here not more than a couple of minutes ago. And guess what I learned?
What?
And I'm not going to rat anybody out, but sources tell me this, that the news from me telling them about the python, because they didn't see it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
And I warned them.
Huh.
Somehow, the news has jumped to other nearby neighborhoods that there was a python scene.
Oh, you see, every neighborhood's got their little telegraph. Everyone, you say to one, and it goes, it spreads like the virus.
And I feel like I've done a great service.
You have. I don't care where you are. You got to keep your eyes open. I'd be more concerned, well, with a little dog and stuff, with the python, yes. But I'd be more concerned about your poisonous snakes than a python as an adult.
Well, having seen more than my share of giant rattlesnakes, I'd be more afraid of them. Yeah, I haven't dealt with pythons a lot, but the one thing that surprised me about it, obviously the size of it, but I didn't know they could move that friggin' fast.
Oh, yeah, they can move.
This thing's like the length of a boat,
and it
can haul ass.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And once they get out there in the wild, they'll motor better.
And you like these things,
yeah,
and
well,
I don't understand
why.
Have a
problem with them. I mean, I have a problem with them being out in the wild like that, a non-indigenous creature killing off, you know, local stuff. I got a big problem with that. People shouldn't throw them out when they get too big. Do what I did.
Well,
sink them in a river.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all that, but I just generally have a deep dislike for them.
Yeah, you know, you just got to keep an eye out and understand that they, you know, give them their space. You give them, they'll give you yours.
Well,
except for a rattler.
Yep. Oh, well, I respect a rattler more than I do
right.
a cottonmouth.
Yep.
Cottonmouth, they're the only ones that'll go at you for no reason.
Let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Peter
Mugg
North.
And remember, when it comes to snakes, yeah. always remember this. This helps. You're more scared of them than they are you.
Yep. Yep. Brought to you by the Peter Mugg North. U.S. 41 North Naples, open for takeout. Takeout Tuesday through Sunday. All their great food. Take it home and enjoy it. This is what I keep saying. I'm playing this again. We're here for you. We're in this together. They want our money. They want our...
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
During these difficult times, we all need to stick together. In tumultuous times like these, we want you to isolate, stay safe, and remind you that we're still open for business and that you should continue to purchase our products. You can now, in the year 2020, purchase from us online. And if you need to come into one of our locations, we've finally begun cleaning our disgusting stores. We've taught our staff how to properly wash their hands for the first time, and they now will no longer grab your face or try and touch your teeth. Let's all come together to stay safe so you can buy our products and continue to buy our products. Never die. And keep giving us money forever.
Yeah, we're there for you.
Well, wonder how America is going to take it when the proof comes out that the Chinaman did it on purpose.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. We are ongoing. Today's Tuesday. That means we have another episode of... The
no.
Married Couple.
Oh, I can't wait.
Can two people married be quarantined for any length of time? Let's tune in.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Are you upstairs?
What?
Are you upstairs?
Yeah.
That sounded like you're right down the hall.
No, I'm upstairs. What is it?
I'll just tell you when you come downstairs.
Come downstairs?
Sure.
Yeah? What do you want?
Oh, I think I forgot.
You think?
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
I never miss an episode.
I lived it.
Yeah.
And I don't want it anymore. Doc says someday it'll get better.
Yeah. Imagine being, and it's true, imagine being the last Blockbuster video store on Earth. There is one in Bend, Oregon. Imagine being that last Blockbuster fighting to stay in business with COVID-19.
Oh,
we've
God.
Had lots of people calling, lots of people asking, hey, when can you open back up? There's a lot of people still in the community that don't have streaming, that don't have the, you know, ability to have cable and whatnot, especially now with everybody being laid off and everybody being so much more cautious about how they're spending. And so we're trying to, you know, find a way to get the doors open back up. And that's why I said we've spent the last several weeks cleaning and getting things ready so we can maintain that social distancing.
Yeah, because nobody can come in.
Yeah, and, you know, it'd be a great idea instead of just streaming something to go and put your hands on a videotape that's been passed around
no
for
kidding.
30 years.
Dateline, Palm Coast, Florida. This is good audio. It only lasts a few seconds because it is full of cussing. A 74-year-old guy who lives next to a golf course in Palm Coast got arrested after he pointed an air rifle at a group of golfers.
There you go. That'll teach them.
Driving their cart onto the putting green.
Hey!
And here are the golfers trying to get the guy, the 74-year-old man with the BB
calm
gun.
Calm the F down.
To calm down.
Calm the F down.
This is brilliant.
Relax, dude. Relax. Relax. Relax.
Call 911.
Call 911. Relax, dude. Relax.
Of course, when you got a man mad enough to point an air gun at you, that's just what he wants to hear.
Yep.
Relax.
Yep. Jeez.
You heard. And what was it? What was he upset about?
They were driving up onto the green, which is a no-no. They were driving up onto the green with their golf carts.
And so, in the name of golf etiquette, he was willing to take a shot at him.
Relax, dude. Relax. Relax. Relax.
Hold on.
It's always good when you got your buddy Fredo there.
Yeah.
Call 911. Thanks, Fredo.
You heard
that
about
helps us right now.
You heard about the Shake Shack, right?
Yes, I did. Good corporate citizens,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's a big controversy because it turns out a lot of money earmarked for small business loans went
ended
to big
up
companies.
It ended up in Nancy Pelosi's gigantic ice cream freezer.
Yep, all gourmet. Some of the big companies that got loans, the Shake Shack, Ruth's Chris. Well, now the Shake Shack is announcing they're giving back the $10 million. We don't need it. Give it to somebody that can use it.
This opportunity came on its face, appeared to be a great opportunity for companies like us and big and small. But I think what played out over this last couple of weeks is you started to hear these stories that the very people, the small businesses, our friends who own small restaurants, couldn't get access to this capital and they were in line or their banks couldn't get it done. That doesn't seem right to us. It was very clear that the program was underfunded and wasn't set up for everyone to win.
Yeah. And so good for them.
Yeah. And good for them for being honest. Now, the fact of the matter is they were a strong company going into this.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they could give that back is because they were able to get their own financing. Some people can't.
So that was good of them. And I guess, well, another company, that Ruth's Chris got a bunch of money, too.
Well, yeah, you know what they get for a steak, don't you?
My God! Yeah! Adam Lambert and Queen did some social distancing music, changing the lyric of We Are the Champions to You Are the Champions. And so they were all, you know, in their little rooms and putting music together. So here's Adam Lambert and Queen. You are the champions.
You are the champions.
Nobody likes a show-off, Adam.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. The Michael Jordan documentary. You know, people are not getting their sports, and they got the Michael Jordan documentary, and it's doing really well. I want you to listen. This is Michael Jordan talking about this. He was a rookie with the Chicago Bulls. What year did he come up, Haney? 86?
84.
80, what year did he?
84.
Was it 84?
Yeah.
He talks about how he didn't party and hang out with the rest of the 84 Bulls.
Yeah, all he did was drink 7-Up and orange juice.
Yeah, here's Michael Jordan talking about when he was a rookie and decided, well, let's see what the other players are up to. I want to be a part of my new team. And
hey, fellas.
Yeah, hey, hey, gang, what's going on?
One event, preseason, I think we were in Peoria, is in a hotel. So I'm trying to find my teammates. So I start knocking on doors. And then you hear this deep voice says, who is it? I says, MJ. So they open up the door. Practically the whole team was in there. Things I've never seen in my life. You got your lines over here. You got your weed smokers over here. You got your women over here. The first thing I said, look, yeah, I'm out. Because all I can think about, if they come and raid this place, I am just as guilty as everybody else that's in this room. And from that point on, you know, I was more or less on my own.
Yeah. And figured out what Haney and I figured out, the true love of gambling.
Oh, yeah. It's got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere.
Channel it into something positive,
yeah,
like gambling.
Gambling.
But you know what? That is something that I'm sure has happened to many a young man starting their career.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say that I speak from experience, no. But I do.
Yeah. Yep.
And the first time that happens, your eyes get as big as saucers, and you're going, this is happening.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady. Parks here in Lee County are opening up tomorrow. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback.
A man who changed his entire career so that his initials would match up with the franchise.
That's true. Here's the mayor of Tampa talking about Tom Brady and how he, well, parks
Wait,
are closed.
She is so pleased with herself.
Yeah. She said Tom Brady had to get kicked out of a closed park up in Tampa where he was practicing. There you go.
You know, our parks are closed down, and so a lot of our park staff, you know, they patrol around just to make sure that their people aren't in there with contact sports and things. And saw an individual working out in one of our downtown parks, and she went over to tell him that it was closed and it was Tom Brady.
Oh, aren't we proud of ourselves?
Yeah, but what she doesn't know is that that's now known as Tom Brady Park, and she's not allowed in it.
Yeah, he bought it.
Yep.
It's now a private park.
Yep.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll hear from Jack Webb. He will lecture people on what it's like being a cop. We've got our local beat. A couple of real beauties. Two people, one story. And later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Look, everything is not moving. Everything's at a complete standstill. You're quarantined, you're self-distancing, but guess what? There's still jackballs out there that are trying to screw you. Whether it's somebody you know, somebody you don't know, maybe an ex-wife, ex-husband, fighting with the kids, DUIs, all of this stuff.
Well, you know, Stan, no matter who you are, it's true 24/7.
Yep.
There is somebody out there that would screw you over in a second if they could get away with it.
Mike Chinopoulos will be joining us in about 40 minutes to take your texts. If you have a question for Mike illegally, where you're being screwed over, especially in these times, text him. We'll pose the question to Mike. He'll answer it for you. And later on today, another chance, 4 o'clock safe word, and Stan's Name That Movie. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
Is it just me, or can you see the video for that song in your head?
Oh, sure.
I wonder how she held up. Bobby Brown, Star Search model.
I urge everybody, you got to see it at least once, and you'll wind up seeing it twice.
And perhaps a third time.
Maybe. Fourth. Watch it over the decades. Mike Chiannopoulos, texts coming in for him. Feel free to text Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law, 239-277-9600. He'll join us in about 30 minutes, taking your legal questions. We'll pose your text to him. He's social distancing as well, so he will not be in the studio. That's why we're doing strictly texts for Mike Chiannopoulos. Rumor has it, he has a beard now, bigger than yours, Haney, bigger than Rob's.
Really?
That's what I hear. I don't know, because I haven't seen him since mid-March. So I don't know. But that's what I've been told.
Well, he could rock one.
Yeah, he can. Oh, by the way, just in passing, before we get to Jack Webb and the local beat, oh, we got a beauty. Guest on this show years ago, I want to say 25 years ago, he was a guest on this show. Actor Tom Lester passed away. He was 81. America will know him if you're a fan of classic television. He played Eb Dawson, the farmhand on Green Acres. And then was a, I guess, during that time and well up to his death, a traveling evangelist. He would go and travel around.
Really?
And preach the word. And
good for him.
Yep. And he also, kids of a certain age might remember, he had a, he developed and starred in the family-friendly movie Gordy. Remember Gordy? It was a, remember Babe the Pig, and then you had Gordy the Pig? He developed the Gordy the Pig for the kids. That was probably back in the 90s. But he was
I remember
funny.
Babe. I don't remember Gordy.
Tom Lester, Eb from Green Acres, 81 years old. He had the Parkinson's. And he was funny. At least 24, 25 years ago, he was on the show with us.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like he knew where he was going.
Yes, sir. Jack Webb, Sergeant Joe Friday. We've been featuring him for the past couple of weeks with his lectures, trying to keep people on the straight and narrow, let them know what the law is and how to abide by it. Today, he's involved in a Q&A session on what it's like to be a cop.
Well, I'm a policeman. Now, you ask any question, as long as it doesn't involve a case now under investigation or before the courts, and I'll tell it just like it is.
Do you like being a policeman, Joe?
Sometimes no. Sometimes it hurts.
Why are you then?
Because it's my profession.
Kicking little people around.
You consider somebody who sells narcotics as one of the little people, do you?
Yeah, man. If somebody wants to smoke a little dope or drop a pill, who's the victim?
When you say using dope is a crime without a victim, who's picking up the tab for all the lost wages, the stolen property, and the destroyed lives? The county of Los Angeles is spending over $1 million a month just handling kids who use and sell dope. Now, who's the victim? We are. All of us. Now, I don't like being called a pig any more than some of you like being called a female dog's relative. Now, this question of trust. Isn't trust another word for responsibility? Well, I have responsibility that I've sworn to uphold. That's my trust. I think you people paying the bills have a right to expect me to live up to my word. Now, we've been rapping on and on about doing our own thing. Well, that's my own thing. Keeping the faith, baby, with the people of this city.
That's right. Keeping the faith, baby. Who loves you, baby? Keeping the faith.
See? He's hip.
Yeah. He would throw in those, for the 60s or 70s, those mod words.
Yep. What's groovy to you may not be groovy to me.
That's right. That's right. And this is my bag.
Can you dig it?
Ah, yeah. Can you dig it?
Oh yeah, I dig, Mister.
Relax, dude. Relax. Relax. Relax.
All right, local beat. Ah, you know what? We're on the lookout for a couple of cuties. A couple of cuties. Although I don't know what age they're. They're very young.
You're a married man.
Yes. I would guess maybe college, maybe. Maybe college.
Well, that'd be fine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Seniors in high school with nothing to do since there are no schoolroom classes where they should be on their computers studying.
Are they 18? That's all I want to know.
Yeah. And it's close. All I'm going to tell you is it's close. Headline. This is from NBC2. It's everywhere, though, as well as the footage. You know, they thought they were being smart, but not too smart. Two downtown Fort Myers looters remain at large. Again, this is from NBC2. Two young women were caught on camera trying to open doors to businesses in downtown Fort Myers. The owner of the Indigo Room, a popular bar in the area, said they were able to get into his place through a door that accidentally stayed unlocked. The girls scaled and jumped over a cast iron fence to an alley off Main Street and gained entry into the building. Security cameras show them snooping around, then walking into the liquor room. You see the two girls. You see the two girls notice a camera.
Sounds to me like a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Yes. You know, they didn't understand. Well, you can't do nothing to them. Well, come on. You see the girls notice a camera, and the smartest one, and that's relative, unplugs it. Says, oh, there's a camera there. Let me look right into it and unplug it.
See, that's just smart.
Both of these girls are so identifiable. It's only a matter of time. So I unplugged it. But the other camera in the establishment is what caught them stealing several bottles of liquor. The report says they also caused damage to several cameras in the business. Fort Myers police say one girl has long blonde hair and was wearing...
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes. Long blonde hair and was wearing an Illinois sweater. The other girl, she's a brunette, has a little bit of purple in her hair and a tattoo of dice on her chest. I don't know that.
That's wild.
These two are wild, and I'm telling you, they were acting like they were right at home. It is not very comforting to me that I come to my business that I'm trying to keep afloat and find that people have been here going through my inventory, damaging and vandalizing, said the Indigo Room owner. Maybe they don't think of a business as a person, but behind every business, there's usually a person. Maybe they don't think they're hurting anybody, but really, they are. And the cameras got good looks at them. One blondie, she's wearing glasses, and then the other one is a brunette with a little purple in her hair, and she's gotten the idea to get some ink on her body. So, you know, she's a go-getter, probably a smoker. You know what they say, if they smoke, they poke.
That is what they say. I can confirm.
Yes. But this one, this seriously, I'm looking at this should be the easiest one out there. I mean, they both are looking into the camera. They both are people have to know them. It's not a punk guy going into the place. It's a couple of girls.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video now. Yeah.
Yeah, you see Dice Girl there?
Yeah, I couldn't. I haven't gotten a good look at Blondie yet. But what I really don't understand.
Did you see them scaling the fence?
No. I'm not going to sit through ads while I'm supposed to be talking to you.
Yeah, what is it?
But
come on.
It'd be worth it, I bet.
Yeah,
but
they're scaling the fence. You see them walking through all the clutter and stuff, and they're just right at home.
But what I don't understand is what their motivation is. Because anything that they walked out of there with,
yeah,
someone would gladly give them. No one's going to tell them no.
No, these girls aren't used to hearing the word no.
I guess it was for thrills.
But I'm looking at the thing. It's not like they're smashing everything up, although she unplugs the camera. They're like tiptoeing through all the alcohol and everything in there like they're getting away with something.
That's got to be it. That's got to be the thrill, getting away with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Illinois sweatshirt on Blondie. I'm looking at the video now. These girls, and let me tell you something, when the cops
You know what? Maybe
get them,
maybe I will look at the video.
Yeah. And when the cops get them, you know, maybe they'll have a forgiving judge that'll just hope they learned a lesson. These girls shouldn't be put away for something like that. They've got their whole lives ahead of them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just poor judgment.
Yeah, it's just poor judgment. And they don't like hearing the word no.
What's she got in her mouth?
That's what I wanted to know, too. She's got something. Dice Girl has something in her mouth. Look, people know who these girls are. It's a matter of just hours before they get apprehended.
Oh, look at her. She's doing the old shh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what has she got, a toothbrush in her mouth? Rob, you're looking over. You get a closer look. What's she got in her mouth?
I'm going to guess vape pen.
Oh, I think you're right. She's vaping.
Yeah, they're just chilling. They're pretty happy with themselves.
Yeah, chilling and vaping. Checking out the place. I mean, downtown, it's swarming with cameras. And didn't everybody remember ZombieCon? They threw in a bunch of cameras. Everybody, any move you make downtown now is captured on film. And she thinks she's pulling a fast one because she sees one and unplugs it. Come on. All right. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, you can text us a question.
Yeah, I like when she's... It is something when she notices the camera.
Yeah, you keep watching, Haney. They're adorable. They're almost like two little mice going around. Two little cute mice. Mike Chiannopoulos is up next. If you'd like to text him a question, social distancing, we can't have him in the studio. So it's easier if you text us a question for Mike Chiannopoulos, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos from
You're
Absolute
right there.
Law.
Yes. They're trying to be quiet, yeah. Like little mice.
Yeah, like old church mice. The cutie little thing, you know? Look at them.
That is just adorable.
Aren't they? We'll have Mike on next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Jan, you got a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I was wondering if maybe you'd like to go out to a movie or something Saturday night. Oh, I'm sorry, short notice.
No, I was just thinking of whether or not I had plans. I don't. I'm totally free. I'd love
to. Great, all right. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. What are your interests?
Lots of things. Are you interviewing me?
No, I'm just trying to get a feel for who I'm going out with. Helps us get to know each other a little better.
Well, I think that's what the date's for. Maybe you'll get a feel of me when we're out.
All right, get your mind out of the gutter. We're going to a movie, not to bed, okay?
That's not what I meant.
Okay, but if that were to happen, would I wake up with, you know, some new friends?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Crabs, Jan. Do you have crabs?
No.
Gonorrhea?
No.
Syphilis?
No!
Herpes? Yeast infection?
No!
On your period?
No!
All right, let me smell your breath. Excellent. What time should I pick you up?
7 okay?
See you then.
Get a little closer with new Spearafresh gum.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me.
Yeah.
You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
No respect, I tell you.
None. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. You're about 22 and a half minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you $500. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from Name That Movie. But guess what? It is Tuesday, and every Tuesday at this time, we are joined by the man himself, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He joins us this afternoon.
He knows what they're up to.
He knows that. He knows it all. There he is, Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, how are you?
Hi, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. To answer something for me, because we haven't seen each other since probably early mid-March. Rumor has it the scuttlebutt going around is that Mike Chiannopoulos right now has a very handsome beard.
That is true. That is true. In fact, I'll send you a selfie for the webpage.
Yeah, I heard that you've got a really good one going.
It's all gray, man. I look really old, guys, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I have heard it. I have heard people go so far as to say it's a beard to rival mine.
I don't know. I just texted Stan the picture, so he can show it to you, Haney, and you can decide. But I don't think anybody can beat Haney's beard, Stan.
I got to see your face here on this. I haven't gotten the text yet, but as soon as I see it, I will be.
You'll have a full review,
will
you?
I'll have a complete full review of Mike Chiannopoulos's quarantine self-distancing beard. Oh, I think I just got it. Hold on. Oh, yep.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
kind of gray, isn't it?
You know what? It looks good on you. You know, you're a boat captain, and I think that fits you perfectly.
I need a Greek fisherman's cap.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No, Haney, it's a good beard.
You know what?
I like it.
We let
Haney,
a couple of years. Sounds good. You know, a couple of years, I can see us sitting down at a table by the shuffleboard court playing dominoes.
Yeah, there you go.
If you want to text Mike Chiannopoulos a question, 277, area code 239-277-9600. And I had a feeling today, Mike, that we would have a lot of texts, and we do. People want to. This is such a difficult time for people. They can't get out and about. The world goes on. Their problems go on. They just can't feel like they can't do anything about it.
And that is part of the problem. You know, Stan, I have people calling me every day. And a lot of times I have to tell them, look, the court's only taking essential legal action, and that means criminal, domestic violence, things of that nature. And it's gotten so bad they don't want to fill the jails with the potential virus because of the close contact issue that unless it's a violent felon, they're not even actually physically going to jail. They're being arrested and given a ticket and told to go home and report to a court date.
Mike, with everything
the legal system to be responsive.
With everything going on nationwide, you know, the protests and whatnot, what is your feeling on some of these governors that are going over the line and just ignoring the Constitution?
Well, I have a problem with it. Number one, I don't think we're at a point of dire emergency that we can justify throwing out basic principles of justice. You know, simple things like a jury trial or a speedy trial clock that our state Supreme Court justice threw out, even your federal rights do, which is crazy. So we're not at that point, but I think there can come a point where you're under such dire straits that you do have to suspend even some of the basic principles. We're just not there.
Okay. Here we go. Mike, let's start off with Travis, who texts to you on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, my stepson received an eviction notice on the house he is in or that he is renting. The owner wants this month's and next month's rent to stop the eviction. Is this legal in this time with the virus going on? Does he have any recourse? So he's being evicted and wants this month's and next month's rent, or you're out.
Well, there is no law yet against eviction. They've talked about that. Congress has talked about it federally. The state has talked about it, suspending evictions and foreclosures until this is passed, until this disease is over. But they haven't actually passed anything. There is no law. But I'll tell you, as a matter of practice, okay, so he doesn't pay the money into the court. Is he going to get an eviction order? Pay the money into the court, dispute that you owe the rest, in other words, the additional month, go to court, tell the judge your story, and I seriously doubt you're going to get evicted.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and you're right, Mike. We hear a lot of talk whenever we're watching, whether it's a state news conference or a federal one, they're talking about all of these things that they'd like to enact. A lot of it is talk, and it takes time to get things like that enacted.
And, you know, the hell of it is when they try to solve a problem, it ends up creating one more. So you make it so people can't get evicted, but... Then on the other hand, you have
the landlord keep making his mortgage payment.
Yeah,
exactly.
So then you suspend mortgages too. They were talking about suspending foreclosures and evictions. Maybe that's why. So if the tenant doesn't pay, you can't foreclose on the landlord. I don't know, but some of this stuff doesn't make sense, and that's the scary part. When are we going to get back to normal? Guys, I think it's going to be pretty soon. I really do. I mean, I'm already starting to see a little bit of traffic pick up on the road.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, but you know, I mean,
I think we're going to be okay.
But
now let me tell you this about the stimulus grants.
Does the rebound effect concern you at all? That maybe we're rushing things?
Yeah, it does. With a virus like this, you always worry about that because you could have a hot spot erupt anywhere at any time. And you know, I think as long as we're on top of it, the rebound shouldn't be too bad. You may have a hot spot erupt in one or two places, and as long as your CDC's all over it, we'll be fine. I think it's time to start rebounding. One of the things that I want everybody to know about is, Stan, you talked about it, the kind of, not a bailout, but a grant for small businesses,
$10,000,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did the application, we applied, we got approved, and then it turns out today we were notified we got approved for $6,000. And so we inquired and said, well, we understood this to be $10,000 for every small business. We meet the small business definition that you gave us.
Right.
And the answer was yes, but Congress figured out that was going to be too much money and they couldn't do it. So what you're getting, the reason you're getting that amount of money is you're getting $1,000 for each employee. Okay. So now these small business owners out there that are listening, and I hope you're listening, if you're expecting a $10,000 check and you have three employees, you're going to get a $3,000 check. Now, that's wrong because these small business people have banked on that. They've even borrowed against it by saying, give me more of my goods that I need to sell, and I'll pay you when this money comes in.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Now hey, Mike,
problem, guys.
You want to go in on a business with me, Mike?
Hey, what business you want to do? We got to have more than four employees to get qualified.
Okay. All this business would do is to produce Nancy Pelosi dartboards for small business owners.
Right? There you go.
Ben and Jerry should put out a flavor. Mike, Absolute Law Texas.
No, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I can't have anything to do with a flavor because the next thing you know, it's going to be a scratch and sniff or licking the poster or something. We just can't go there, guys. Just stop now before it gets ugly.
Mike, Absolute Law text line. This is from Glenn. I was given power of attorney to a person in Pennsylvania. Living will and POA papers were drawn up at the person's attorney's office and signed. Since I live in Florida, do both states recognize the POA that was drawn up in Pennsylvania, or do I also need papers drawn up here in Florida? Moving back to Florida, would that be a cause to terminate the POA? Signed, Glenn.
Well, first, let me answer them kind of in reverse order. To terminate the POA, no, moving away is not a cause, but the person who gave you the POA, and for the listeners, I want them to understand it's power of attorney, which means if I have your power of attorney, Stan, I can do anything you can do.
Right.
It's dangerous, Stan. Don't ever give me your power of attorney.
Taken.
Just a piece of legal advice for you there, Stan. And, you know, do both states recognize it? Yes. Now, under some circumstances, depending on what you're going to use it for, you may have to take it to a Florida courthouse and get it officially recognized by a judge. But under most circumstances, yes, it's just acknowledged. Okay? So I think I answered both questions, right?
Yeah, I think you did. So he's good with it being signed and everything up there, though. So he doesn't have to do one down here.
That's correct.
Okay. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, do you think that there will be a class action suit against the state of Florida for the ridiculous unemployment joke? 6% have been taken care of. Do you think there's anything like that would happen?
I don't. First of all, anytime you want to sue the government, you got to look at what's called the Governmental Tort Claims Act. The government is immune from suit by its citizens, and then the government conditionally waives part of their immunity. So you can only sue for certain things. You're capped at certain dollar amounts, et cetera. I seriously doubt that you'll see that.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. I don't know if you were listening to the last segment, Mike, before we came on, but it's all over the news. These two young girls, one a blonde with purple in her hair and another one brunette with purple in her hair and a blonde wearing glasses and an Illinois sweatshirt, broke into the Indigo room. They got it all on camera. They unplugged one of the cameras, caused some damage in there. They were walking through the liquor area, all caught on film. They're wanted. And a texter on the Absolute Law text line wants to know, because we are in a state of emergency, what those girls just did, is it considered a felony now because of the state of emergency?
That would be up to the prosecutor to bring it as what's called with an aggravator. So it could be a simple B&E, you know, burglary. But they could add to it an enhancer saying because it was a time of emergency, et cetera, this enhancement counts and now the penalty's doubled or whatever the statute says. I don't think we're going to see a lot of that, right?
Well,
because
Mike,
that's going to spread more panic.
This past weekend, a hobo riding his bike went into that Spanky's Cafe down in Naples and went in there and broke in there. And, Haney, what did he take? I can't remember. Did he take a TV or something? And they said that was going to be upgraded to a felony. Caught him.
We've heard a couple of those where people that got caught in a burglary ended up where it would have been a misdemeanor, ended up being a felony because of the lockdown.
And what I'm telling you is the state's attorney has that option when they file the charges. Do they file it with or without the enhancement? And it's up to the state's attorney when they file it. It doesn't surprise me that we see that done in Naples. They're more aggressive about that kind of stuff than Fort Myers tends to be, or Lee County.
Okay. This is from Chris. He lives in Naples. And this question comes up every once in a while, Mike, so you might need to explain it to our listeners. Does Florida have common law for long-term relationships?
The answer is no. And I have addressed this several times before, but that's okay because not everybody's listening at the same time, and I don't mind saying it again. Common law marriage did exist in Florida until 1976. It's common law, meaning it was just allowed by judges and approved by judges. Statutory law, the law that Congress makes, overrules common law. Okay, so it was common law marriage. The judge said, if you live together this long, et cetera, then you're married. That's what the court cases said. The judge signed off on it. You're married. When Congress passed a statute in 1976 said there's no more common law marriage, and that's it. There's no more common law marriage. So the relationship you're looking at had to be formed before 1976. I don't know that there's very many of those left in the state of Florida, if any.
Yeah, but interesting, if it was before 76, say 1975, then that would be common law?
It could be, yes. You'd have to evaluate it given the factors, but it certainly could be.
Okay.
That's 40 years ago, guys.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you always see it in the newspaper. And Hank and Helen celebrating 45 years.
And yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot here, Mike, because 1976 is a long time ago. Do you know the intention of Congress making that law?
Well, it wasn't Congress. It was the state legislature, because all family law is handled at the state level. The federal government doesn't occupy that field of legislation at all.
So was there anything that triggered that?
Well, common law was essentially no longer necessary. The reason for common law was, and we call them circuit judges here, like Lee County is the 20th Judicial Circuit. Collier, Lee, Charlotte, Hendry, and Glades. Well, that circuit, years ago, one judge started in Collier, one started in Hendry, and they rode to each county in succession until they passed in the middle and each went to the other end. They took a couple of days off and started again. It was called riding the circuit. So if a couple wanted to get married, they didn't necessarily wait for the circuit judge. They had a ceremony amongst themselves by the preacher, et cetera, and they moved in. They weren't living in sin. And they might already have a baby, but legally they're not married, even though they are by the church. So when the judge comes through, he doesn't want to bastardize a child by saying, okay, now you're married that I'm here and your child's already born. So he said, common law married. You meant to be married. You intended to be married. You went to and had a ceremony with a preacher. And so I recognized that marriage from the time it started.
Okay.
That was the intent. They say it's no longer necessary. Everybody has access to a judge, a courthouse. You can do it online, et cetera.
Well, yeah, especially with, you know, the automobile was invented, what, about 1974? So.
Got one more.
Yeah.
Got one more here for you, Mike. From the Absolute Law text line. Mike, thanks for all the help and advice you provide Southwest Florida. He continues, and this is Ken. I have a question. Can I carry my 410 Mossman shotgun on the front passenger seat of my truck in the open? I'm not concealing it without a concealed carry permit. Thank you.
Yes, you can, but you must separate the ammunition from the weapon. So you must, and I believe that you should have a double lock. In other words, it could be in a lock box, and then that's stuck in the trunk and locked. Now you got a double lock, and you keep the weapon up front and the ammunition in a lock box in the lock trunk, and I think you're good to go. But just be careful. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Carry the weapon to and from the range where you shoot it, clean it, and put it where it belongs in your gun safe where no kid can get it and hurt themselves with it. You can be toting around a rifle for.
A cop, and we've discussed this before, it is stages away from use. And to put the things in different parts of your automobile. If you're going to have the shotgun out in the open, have the shells in the trunk of your car, have a lock on it, disassemble if it comes, it can be disassembled, because a police officer will always look how many stages away from shooting that weapon.
Right, that's right.
But it makes it worthless for personal defense.
Well, hopefully you're not carrying a rifle in your car for personal defense, man. You're in a world of hurt if that's your defense plan.
Yeah, well, I keep mine next to the bed.
Shotgun's a pretty good personal defense weapon.
Yeah, tough swinging around,
well,
though, I think,
true.
In a cab,
that's
though.
True.
You know, you got to be able to
that's
pump
true.
That thing and swing it around.
You know, if I were carrying a weapon, I would have the ammunition in a separate box.
Yep.
Locked in the trunk, and I would take the bolt out of the weapon if it were a rifle. And I'd put the bolt in the trunk, and I'd keep the bolt and the ammo in the trunk. Ammo under double lock, bolt under single, and the weapon up front, you'll never have a problem.
Are you still with this coronavirus and the separation? Are you still doing tele-chats and all that stuff with your clients?
I am. Anything they want. And listen, I'm not afraid of the coronavirus. I got an immune system that'll eat that stuff. So I'm at work. If you want to come and see me, come and see me. After all, I'm Greek, you know, Greek. A strong immune.
And you also heard parks are opening up tomorrow, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be strolling through the park looking for clients. But if you want to come see me, that would sound kind of creepy, Stan.
Yeah, sitting there, no, Mike
really,
Chinopoulos
want a
at a picnic table.
Oh, really, want a lawyer? They can call me, Stan, at 239-ASK-MIKE, 24/7. Yep. Press 6, you get me no matter what, guys.
Yeah, and that's,
I don't
and
know
that's
why.
The truth.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden, I am just craving baklava.
Soon as the band's over, Haney, as soon as the band's over.
Mike, I want to thank you, and I want to let everybody know it's the truth. 24/7, even in these difficult times, you want to go see Mike. You want to go and get a free telephone consultation.
Stan, what do you say? You and me, we have some ouzo. What do you say?
Yeah, why not?
Just don't bring more than 9 other people, because I won't do that. All right.
239. Ask Mike. That's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk to you next.
See you, buddy. There goes Mike Chiannopoulos. What are you doing, throwing all that Greek food out to him now?
Yeah. Well, he had to brag about being Greek, and, you know.
Did he
That's
send,
what I love Greek food.
Did he send you the picture?
Yeah, he looks great.
I think that his beard looks pretty good.
You're right. He looks like a sailor man.
Yeah,
he
should be like a sailor man, a boat captain. There you go. Oh.
Arg.
Guess what? We're just seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you $500. You got to be listening for the word. And I get this a lot. If you put the word in and when you hear it, if you're the big winner, they will call you. So don't worry about that. Also, we're going to get our first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Stan's name that movie, the movies of, he just passed away, the great Brian Dennehy. I've got 5 movies that he was in. Your job, identify the film, and you're going to get yourself a prize. We're going to take a break. Stay by your radio. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You still have about 4.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Still about 4.5 minutes. The 4 o'clock safe word winner, W-I-N-N-E-R. Enter that word at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word winner to 45911. You got about 4 more minutes to do it. To be eligible for the company-wide $500, they'll call you if it's you. And just by entering on the website or the mobile app, you're in the running for $10,000, the grand prize. If you don't get it in, you're going to have to wait till 6 o'clock where Rob's show will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you.
That's what she said.
Yep. If you don't get it in. we're going to get you updated on news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In about 30 minutes, Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips, all featuring the late, great Brian Dennehy, who passed away last week. He was in a lot of great movies.
Over a lot of years.
Over a lot of years. One, and I'm going to tell everybody, and this would be a big hint for everybody playing today. One of the movies I really wanted to use in Name That Movie with Brian Dennehy was Cocoon. It is virtually impossible, unless you own the movie, to get a clip of the movie Cocoon where Brian Dennehy is in any of the scenes. I think there might be 1 or 2 clips online, and the rest are not available, so I had to go to a different film. So no Brian Dennehy in Cocoon for the Name That Movie. There's a heads up for you. All right?
That's quite valuable.
Thank you. That was a hint. So don't even think about Cocoon. Pardon. Sorry.
Is it Cocoon?
Sorry. I can already hear it now. No, it's not. No Cocoon. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look. All right, 2 things on the board. The first one should be in the clearing stages. Fort Myers crash, Shell Point Boulevard at On Par Boulevard. And then we have traffic control. Bonita Springs, I-75, and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. That's all the detail I have on it, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We will have an update on what many consider to be the worst cover song ever performed.
We heard a little bit yesterday, did we?
There were a lot of hurt feelings.
A lot of them.
Have you heard about this new Netflix dating show?
No, what is it?
It's called Too Hot to Handle, and it has a bit of a bizarre preference taken from an episode of Seinfeld.
Really? More details in less than an hour.
Yes, we're following this closely.
Yep.
People's routines have changed under quarantine.
Got that right.
And it's brought something back from our childhood. Something we used to do years ago kind of fell out of favor,
yeah.
And now it's making a big comeback.
For good reason. We'll have details on that in less than an hour.
And finally,
I wish I knew what it was, though.
I know you do, but you understand why it's for the best that you don't.
Because this is a teaser. These are teasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we all heard the controversy about Jacksonville opening the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who evidently didn't get the memo on how to behave on the beach turned out to be a suspected murderer.
Yup.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark. You know, we're all locked in, social distancing. Is there anything wrong with a laugh every once in a while so we can at least laugh? We now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
You know, everybody's cooped up, and what are they doing? Well, they're on the internet looking up stuff. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
current most popular Google searches.
The top current most popular Google searches.
Does Gavin Newsom's hair detach like a Lego figurine? Did Joe Biden once host Price is Right?
You're a line dog face pony soldier.
What?
You're a line dog face pony soldier.
Top current most popular Google searches.
Yeah.
Carol effing Baskin alibis.
You can bring up your box just a hair.
Well, thanks for your permission.
Well, you know what? This is one of the reasons why you need to be back in here.
No, I don't.
I guess you do.
What college player will the Cincinnati Bengals destroy Thursday night?
Harder than ever.
It does, Billy.
How is the MyPillow guy related to Ron Jeremy? Fauci fan fiction.
Yeah, shaking. Things were shaking.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
And finally, the very top current most popular Google search.
Yes.
Affordable divorce attorneys near me.
Relax, dude. Relax.
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 Hey.
Relax.
Hey.
Hey.
See, what you need to have is that that girl cussing and screaming followed by that.
Oh, really? Okay, try it.
I don't give a f***.
Relax, dude. Relax. Relax. Relax.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
And that, my friend, is before I
Elvis has left the building.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, you gonna
kill that music,
killed,
are you?
Right? You can barely hear your little laughter thing on your end.
Well, you're a little late.
I'm not a little late.
You're slacking. You know what?
Don't even. You know what? I am so.
That's why
I'm
I need
so
to get in there. I couldn't tell. You hide it well.
You know. You don't hear so good, and I know how it is looking at that board that the engineer set up for you, and some things don't even register and they're blasting. When we're in here together, we have hand and eye coordination, and our ears work in sync.
And I love you too.
I love you, Haney. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
See, I'm not affected by negativity anymore.
No, you're not. You most certainly are not. Because you're not here. This is from our buddy, Tim. Remember we met him? He was used to live in Balmer, Haney.
Yeah. And he likes to drink beer.
Yeah, he does. And he writes this. Hi, guys. Great show as always. So if we are to believe the COVID numbers being reported, wouldn't there need to be an autopsy done on all deaths? There's no way that's happening. By the way, keep up the great job, guys. Signed, Tim, the ex-Baltimorean.
You know, it really is. It's something when we have a legitimate issue going on, and you see everybody trying to spin it their way.
Yep.
And it's annoying as hell.
See, one of the things, and it's true, the death count that they have rolling up, and it's nowhere, thank God, it's nowhere near what they thought it was going to be. But the way that they are totaling these COVID deaths, you might have died from something else. But because you tested positive for the COVID-19, that's a COVID death.
Well, and I'm sure you've heard the old deal where if they can admit somebody to the hospital for COVID reasons, the government gives them $13,000.
Oh, really?
And if they can really screw the person over and get them on a generator, then it's $30,000.
Oh, you mean a ventilator?
Yeah.
I'd like to, every once in a while, I'd like to put myself on a generator. I would. I could use it.
And then they'd call you the 12-volt man.
Yep. This is from our friend Meg Haney.
How is she?
She's doing well. She wants to answer our last Thursday's question of the week, which was, what poster or picture did you have on your bedroom wall? She said, I had a myriad of posters on my wall when I was growing up. I'm not going to name all of them because, number one, other people have answered it. And number two, your show is only 4 hours long. But I did have a New Kids on the Block poster, an Alice in Chains poster, and a Foo Fighters poster. That's just a snippet of my posters that I had. Guys, I love the show. Please stay safe. Signed, Meg.
We love you, Meg.
Thank you, Meg. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Subject line, people are nuts. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's good to see people being a little more courteous and overall nicer to one another. However, some people just have to go overboard, and it drives me crazy. It's okay to do things like hold open a door, saying, have a good day, or those type things. Now, the other day, I was putting... I was putting some groceries into the car. Suddenly, I look up, and there's an older gentleman standing by my cart, of course, and it kind of startled me. He asked if he could help me. I said, no, I got it. Well, I can understand why somebody would come up to the Guardian and ask him, because he carries that big, giant cane with him everywhere he goes.
That's a beautiful cane.
It is a beautiful cane. He had one even thicker than that, but he overused it and it broke. I saw it break. At any rate. So the older gentleman standing by my cart startled me. He asked me if I could he could help. I said, no, I got it. Now, he was not an employee, just some random person. Suddenly, he starts taking my bags out of the cart and putting them into my car. I was like, WTF. The last item in the cart was a 24-pack of water. This guy grabs it and almost fell on his ass doing it. I grabbed them from him, thanked him, and quickly left. My point is, you can be nice, but there is a limit on being nice. And also, Guardian, he neglected social distancing. You didn't know who this guy was.
And he put his paws all over the stuff
and
you're going to eat.
He put his paws all over. They tell you, wipe down the grocery bags, right? Wipe down the containers. You don't know. So, people, you can be courteous, but please don't overdo it. It is just my observation. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. Yeah, social distancing.
I'm
all
sure
of your stuff.
And I'm sure that's happened to you, Stan, knowing you. You've been out in public and said, hey, I need to back off. I'm feeling a little too courteous.
Yep. Yep. I feel that way. Yep. I swear to God.
And you stop yourself and say, hey.
I swear, if it was pouring rain and I saw at the end of Stan and Annie Boulevard a fat girl with a flat tire, I wouldn't help nowadays. In the old days, I would. Just Haney did a burnout right by me.
Yep. Covered you in mud.
Yeah. Name. It's,
it also
that's
reminds
a
me.
True story.
It also reminds me of the time when you were scared to get in your own car because of a turtle.
That was a snapping turtle underneath that car. That wasn't any kind of like box turtle or like a regular. That was one that would take your hand off.
Yeah, and I remember driving off and you just had your hands up in the air going, what am I going to do?
We're going to take a break. Name that movie's next.
I don't know how that one turned out because I went home.
Look, I think it eventually moved and I was able to go. But yeah, you were long gone. by the time that puzzle was figured out.
I'll never forget the tire thing, though. That was classic.
Stan and Haney.
Because you knew you were in over your head right away.
No, I wasn't over my head. I was helping her, and I changed that effing tire.
What I mean is, once you were committed to doing it, you wished
there.
You hadn't stopped.
I was soaking wet, full of mud. And she was a heavy breather.
Yep.
Because she was heavy.
And you wanted to feel good about yourself. And
it wasn't
once you
about feeling good. I felt bad for her.
And
she's
once
in one of these big moo-moo dresses, wet hair. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's got a flat tire.
And you've got to admit, by the time I drove by and splashed you with that puddle, you wish you hadn't stopped in the first place.
Well, yeah, because instead of you saying, hey, can we both help you? Or can I pull out of the road onto the road quietly? No, you gunned it, went through a mud puddle. Beautiful. Stan and Haney, 96K.
Friends.
Yeah.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This coming from ESPN. Jeez. Sources. Buccaneers discuss Rob Gronkowski trade with Patriots.
What?
ESPN's Adam Schefter and multiple reports are saying that the Patriots are working on a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to send the retired Gronkowski to Tampa to play with Tom Brady.
Yeah, the key word being I thought he was retired.
Well, here's what it says.
He didn't play last year, did he?
No. Gronkowski, who turns 31 next month, still has 1 year and $10 million left on his contract with the Patriots, and the teams have talked a trade ahead of Thursday's NFL draft. They are going on saying that, yes, Gronkowski retired. The retired tight end is thinking about coming out of retirement and going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to play with Tom Brady. The deal, according to our ESPN friends across the hall, they're virtually saying it's a done deal, but multiple sources are saying it's in the works and Gronk going to Tampa Bay.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that
special? I mean, Gronkowski got bored with football, but he's still young and dumb and can do what he wants.
Yeah. So now they'll both be hanging out in Tampa Bay if it goes through, and it should happen before the draft on Thursday.
And, you know, they've talked about what an impact that Brady can have on Tampa as a town and economically. But if he's joined by Gronk, I want you to think about this. Tampa is more strip club dependent than most cities.
Yep.
And Gronk alone could raise their bottom line by several percentage points annually.
Yeah, oh yeah. He did.
For as long as it lasts.
Sure. And, you know, he comes down to Fort Myers all the time. I don't know if he was down this year, but every year at spring break, Gronk's down in Fort Myers Beach. So this is the best of both worlds for him. Oh, Rob, what are you eating?
Grilled chicken.
Oh, it's a special day.
Got anything on the grilled chicken? I mean, any kind of sauce or?
Yeah, the barbecue sauce.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right.
So this is a big day.
Yeah.
So this is like a cheat day where you don't have to eat ground turkey.
Yeah,
it is. I even got some white rice.
Wow, yeah, white rice and
oh,
and
hold
chicken.
On. Now you're getting crazy.
Now you're
white
getting into,
rice?
You're into your starches now?
Usually it's quinoa. I don't even know what that is.
Let me just ask you this. Skinless chicken?
Yeah, it's frozen. Yeah.
No skin on that chicken, the best part.
Rob, when was the last time you had a decent meal? I mean, one that tastes good that normal people would eat.
A few weeks ago when I snuck out when we got in a fight and went to Sonic and had breakfast burritos in my car by myself.
Jesus.
Okay.
Let's... Is your child being raised in this manner?
Yeah. I can't fight her.
So this is a child that will grow up never knowing what a fries and a burger are like.
Probably not. Unless when I see him on the weekends, every other weekend and Wednesdays, that's when I'll feed him.
When that happens, let's get you updated on traffic and then we'll play the game. All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash, 14,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the Winn-Dixie. and then in Bonita Springs, disabled vehicle, Imperial Parkway, and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. Up for grabs. Your job to be the first person to name the film. If you do so, we have $50 to the pewter mug. We have what Rob's enjoying right now, Stan and Haney Babaku Saw. Maybe you'd like...
But that's got to be like a taste explosion.
Oh,
for
it's got to be just a taste explosion. It's like, you know, so now he's got a little sugar in there with the saw, some starches.
A little heat. A
little heat. And some normal protein.
Well, good for him.
$40 towards a round of golf at Eagle Ridge Golf. We have K-Rock rain ponchos, great for the center console, glove compartment. You could be out doing grocery shopping. You could be out somewhere and maybe changing a tire for a lady that broke down. And you got a rain poncho in there at your disposal. Stan and Haney autographed T-shirts, and thanks to BC Wholesale in Cape Coral, they got us some nice biker goggles, the clear-lensed, sealed-around-the-eye goggles for bikers or anything that you want to do to avoid getting stuff in your eyes. Those are the prizes. Brian Dennehy is the subject matter, passed away last week, great character actor. We have five
very
clips.
Lengthy career.
Yep. This first clip I'm going to play is going to be the most difficult. And I'm going to give you a hint. If somebody gets this, I'm going to be very impressed. This was, believe it or not, a hit in the 80s. It's one of those movies that you totally forgot about. But when you remember back, it was always being played on HBO. And there was also a sequel to this movie that Brian Dennehy was in. He played a supporting role. If you can get this, I'm proud of you. Name this Brian Dennehy movie and win a prize.
Nick DeFranco's alive.
If DeFranco's alive, then who's sitting in the morgue?
Who the hell knows? Some stiff Lipton picked up someplace. Now listen to me, Jake. We can stop him, but we don't have much time.
Oh, you got nothing but time, Leo.
Jake, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. You couldn't stay away from DeFranco.
There was an overlap.
Rule number one. You get an overlap, you come to me. Who the hell do you think you are, Strong-Armin Murdoch?
All right, I f***ed up, okay? I apologize.
Now, can I get back to work?
Sit the hell down. Haven't you figured it out yet?
Why do you think they're here?
What are you gonna do, take away my pension?
Pension? You'd be lucky to stay out of jail. Coercion of a fellow officer? Criminal trespass? Dereliction of duty?
Jake, it's Nicky DeFranco, for Christ's sake. He's getting away.
I want to stay this report. After which, you'll sit down with Murdoch and fill him in. After which, you go home. As of 5:30 this afternoon, you suspend. Is that clear?
What the hell are you talking about, Jake? Huh? You're not one of these guys.
I can't cover for you anymore, Leo.
Jake. Come on, this is me, Jake. This job is all I got. Please.
You brought this on yourself. I'll take your shield and your peace.
2779600.
And that's why I don't work with partners.
That's right. This is a tough one. If you get this, I'm going to be pretty impressed. Again, it was a hit movie. Phone lines are released, 277-9600. The late, great Brian Dennehy. Name this movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Raider Mike.
Mike, can you name the movie?
Is that The Last of the Finest?
No, it is not. It is not. Again, it was a popular movie in the 80s. But again, it's one of those, that's right. I remember that movie, and HBO used to play the hell out of it.
I think I saw it on Cinema Plus.
You might have. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Eric in Cape Coral.
Eric, Cape Coral, can you name the movie?
Is it FX?
It is FX. Nice job.
Hey, man, I watched that like a million times on HBO when I was a kid.
Very impressive. Of course, he was also in FX, too. What would you like?
I want a t-shirt, man.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Autograph Stan and Annie t-shirt. Hold on. That's how to play the game.
Come on, Stan. You're not one of them. You know me. This job is all I got.
Yeah. Come on, you know me. I'm Haney.
What are you going to do? Take my pension?
Movie clip number two. This is one of the all-time great movies. And Brian Dennehy played a somewhat significant role, as you'll hear right here. Name the movie.
Buenos días. And a very good evening to you, sir. Oh, I'd like a strong black cup of coffee and some amphetamines.
Well, might I suggest the dining room and the local pusher in whatever order you might consider appropriate, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I'll settle for a double brandy. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
I think one more time, basically.
Listen, if you still want that coffee, I can...
No, I've survived the crisis, thank you. By what name are you known, sir?
I am known by the name of Don. Don to my friends and paying customers.
In that case, another double Don. Double Don, God, it's going to be hard to... say by the shank of the evening. Better make that one a single.
Name the movie. 277-9600.
I'd like a black coffee and amphetamines, please.
That kind of that movie right there kind of gave him a big start in his career, Brian Dennehy. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Mark.
Mark, can you name the movie?
To Catch a Killer?
No. No, it is not. No. Brian Dennehy there, a bartender. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Pip.
Hey, Pip. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, fellas? Are you guys COVID-free or what?
Am I what or what?
Yes.
COVID-free. COVID-free!
Have you been tested, by the way?
Yeah.
Clean?
They found high cholesterol and high sugar.
Pip, can you name the movie?
I'm just going to throw this out there. Rambo!
No. It's good to hear from him. Nice to know he's still out there.
It's crazy to think about the amount of time that's passed since we first said hello to Pip.
Yeah. Wow. At least, let's see, 28, 29 years.
And I can't believe he ended up being successful.
Yeah, and a nice family. Go figure.
It's amazing.
Ahoy, who's this?
It's John.
John, can you name the movie?
I'm going to take a guess. Is it Arthur?
No. No. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jay from Cape Coral.
Jay, can you name the movie?
10.
It is 10. Of course, the Bo Derek was in that movie. Not in that scene, though. What would you like?
How about the glasses?
You got them, buddy. They're nice. Hold on. All right, movie clip number three. Once you saw Brian Dennehy in this role, you'd never forget him. Name the movie.
I need an assistant. Who wants to help Bogo? Who wants to? No, no, I need somebody very smart, very talented, and very cute. How about you?
Sure, you come on over here.
Come on, boys and girls. Get them to come over here and help Bogo. Yeah, come on and help Bogo. Come on.
Come on over here.
Here we go. Come on. Get the hair out of your ears. Yay! Hi. You want to help Bogo?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. What's your name?
Brian Hollister.
Brian Hollister is going to help Bogo with the handcuff trick.
Trick,
that's right. Well, for handcuff trick, we need handcuffs, don't we? Oh, no. We need real handcuffs, don't we? I know where we can find some real handcuffs, boys and girls. Wait right here. I'll be right back.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna come over here and get some real handcuffs. Here they are, right over
get
here.
Get your hands off me.
Craig says you want to talk to me?
What the hell's going on with my vehicles? I need them for my business.
You get them back when the investigation is over.
Oh, really? Well, the investigation is over. I'm suing you and your hick department for $1 million. How do you like them apples, dummy?
Don't you have nightmares? I do.
Oh, Mr. Policeman. Don't you know a clown can get away with murder? Huh? Look, boys and girls, handcuffs. Yeah! Handcuffs.
I'm just getting creeped out just hearing that.
Yeah.
277-9600. Brian Dennehy movies.
I wouldn't have taken that role.
No. No, I wouldn't have either. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Thad.
Thad, what's the movie?
Is that Gacy?
I need the name of the movie. That's what I figured. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, name it.
Gacy?
Not the name of the movie. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy?
Hello. Yeah. Hi, this is Paul.
Paul, can you name the movie?
Is it The Blacklist?
No. Although he was in that last week. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark again, To Catch a Killer.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mark, you're absolutely right, To Catch a Killer.
Who wants to come with Pogo?
Yay!
Not me
either. Yeah, gazing. What would you like?
You have pewter mug by chance?
Rob, we got a pewter. Did I give away a pewter mug already? No, we got it. You got a pewter mug. Hold on, buddy. All right, one more. We have more, but I got time for one more. And this is.
And I can't possibly guess what it might be.
Well, there's two to choose from. There's two to choose from.
Well, it better be the right one.
This is the one I like. This is the one that I chose. Of course, this is movie clip number 4. Brian Dennehy, name this movie.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things and to make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition.
Name the movie. 277.
You disappointed me.
I got the. I had the other one. Don't tell me I disappointed you. Time is wrapping up. Which one do you want? You know, the other one I got. Well, I got it, but I didn't use it. I like Troutman better. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, name the movie.
It's First Blood.
It is First Blood. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do you got, Stan?
Let's see. I got Stan and Haney autographed T-shirts. I've got biker goggles. What?
I'll take the biker goggles.
You got them, buddy. Hold on. There we go. I got you. All right, here. Haney, this is for you. No, we're not
Thank
playing
you.
The game, but this is for you.
It's so cool that you're getting married Saturday. So where'd you guys meet?
Here you go, sweetie. We met at that Fat Farm Spa Resort thing. Beverly was one of the trainers. In fact, she was the only one of the trainers I didn't want to plant 6 feet under a lettuce patch. Wait till you hear this. She's got a son. He worked at the spa, too. I met him. He's a terrific guy. You're really going to like him. He's coming here today for the wedding.
It sounds funny saying this, but my son is going to be your new brother.
Brother? I'm going to have a brother? I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, brother! Brother?
I'm Paul.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You made it up. You made it up to me.
It was always sitting there. Can I have my outro, please? Thank you.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Brian Dennehy. Tune in next week to find out who's next to die. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Never before have so many known so little about a subject so big and so important. The capabilities of most weapons are pretty well understood, but when it comes to atomic explosions, the guessing game starts. All right, let's take a few minutes right now and get acquainted with an A-bomb. Meet Test Abel.
A submarine bomb exploded in a harbor might affect a city. The affected area would be a poor picnic site, but might be entered briefly or passed through quickly with a varying degree of risk. Some of the falsehoods circulated about radiation effects are trivial, but upsetting. They're beamed right at one's self-esteem. Enough exposure to radiation will cause loss of hair. The treatment, if you'd insist, would be symptomatic. A toupee. But the condition would only be temporary. Your hair would come back. Same color, same cowlick. Which puts the finger squarely upon one of the major fallacies in the public attitude toward atomic weapons. It's the fallacy of devoting 85% of one's worrying capacity to an agent that constitutes only about 15% of an atomic bomb's destroying potential. And that's unsound. Doesn't fit.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
You have nothing to worry about.
Not sound. Doesn't fit.
Stan and Haney, Tuesday afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you 500. I don't know if you know about this, Haney, but K-Rock's actually doing something here. what I mean,
you don't,
what
you don't
I mean,
say.
With the draft coming up, 96 K-Rock brings you the Miami Dolphins virtual draft party. It's going to be Friday night at 7 p.m. Join us on 96 K-Rock's Facebook page for a custom Dolphins content, a live Q&A, and more. And it's brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer.
Nice.
So that's going to be pretty cool. Friday night at 7 on our Facebook page. Boy, we are getting into the modern times. Well, that's pretty good. I know that you're very excited about it.
I am. I mean, it's the only live semi-sporting event we're going to get.
No kidding. I mean, I'm just dying for anything. That's why I hope baseball gets back. I mean, we can watch something. And what I've heard being kicked around is pretty strange. No fans, to begin with. One of the ideas being kicked around, and I saw this over the weekend, and they haven't decided on anything yet. But you have teams in Arizona, American and National League teams. You have teams that do spring training in Florida. So we got plenty of parks, spring training parks to play in. And they were thinking, kicking it around, you have an East Coast division and a West Coast division, and they play each other. and it would mean that in the East there would be American and National League teams playing each other as one division. There wouldn't be the two leagues. There'd just be the East and West in Florida and Arizona, which is
logistically
bizarre.
It would make sense.
Yes, and you can put it on television, and people can at least have some kind of live sporting event to watch.
And it wouldn't be as weird as having them all in one location,
yep.
Because with the spring training sites, at least they do, even though there's nobody there, they still have their home field and equipment and
correct.
Stuff.
Correct. It's been kicked around. Nothing has been decided yet. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll take care of some news with Mark Haney. All right, one thing should be in the clearing stages now was the disabled vehicle, Bonita Springs, Imperial Parkway, and Bonita Beach Road, Southeast. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, April 21st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
Stan, how long would it take you to completely consume a single M&M?
Half a second.
All right. How long do you suppose it takes to make a single M&M?
Probably just as long. They punch them out and put them in a big barrel. Boom, 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 boom. All M&Ms coming right out.
Each individual M&M requires 16 hours to produce. Now, granted, they do them in big batches, but they
right.
did the math, and that's how long it takes for a single M&M.
Well, I guess if you got to, you know, make the cocoa up and add all the ingredients, mix it around,
yeah.
you know.
You got to put the lime in the coconut.
And drink it all up.
Yep.
Just call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Doctor.
That's a good song. I like that song.
And I know you liked the one yesterday. You got all excited.
Which one did you play yesterday?
No, 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 I don't smoke it no more.
Oh, that was Ringo. He was lying all through that song.
Mm-hmm. I figured for 420 it was appropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
You enjoy a nice root beer, Stan?
Haney, I do enjoy a nice root beer, an A&W or a Hires. I do.
Now, the root in root beer is referring to the root of the sassafras tree.
Is that where sarsaparilla comes from?
Sure does. But get this. Although that's how root beer started out, the root is not used in the modern version of root beer. Why?
Why root beer?
Because it was banned by the deep state for having potentially dangerous chemical compounds.
You know, I wonder if you can get real root beer in other countries, though.
Well, you can get whatever you want in Mexico.
Yeah. You can get the real Coke. You can get everything.
Oh, yeah. And you can get cigarettes that still burn.
Yep, properly. All right, I'm going to put this out here for our texters that apparently know the answer to everything. Is there a place anywhere in the world where you can get real root beer?
Not necessarily.
You know, if, there's got to be a place. You know, you go to these festivals and all that stuff, and you see that barrel, and they'll say, real root beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're allowed to call it root beer.
Yeah, by the FDA.
Yep.
But there's no root in it. There's no sassafras.
I mean, a cool sarsaparilla.
Yep. That and a birch beer.
Yeah, I bet that's the same thing. Probably no birch in the beer.
Nope.
In Denmark, it is illegal to get a face, neck, or hand tattoo.
Good. Somebody ought to have a law about it.
Yet, people get them anyway, and the law is not enforced.
Oh.
But you know what? It's on the books if they ever need
it. Yeah. You know, look, I've got ink. You know what? And I know a lot of people that have ink. By the way, Haney's ink-free. But I don't know that it's a good idea to put tattoos on your face.
I don't think tattoos are a great idea. I was talking about this to somebody the other day. He said, well, why don't you like tattoos? And goes, it's not so much that I don't like tattoos. It's I want the option to change my mind.
Oh, yeah. And once you do it, you can't change your mind. Well, you can do it, but it's a painful procedure, a long time.
Yeah. I mean, if I was here rocking a Dukakis 88 tattoo, I'd feel pretty silly, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd be the coolest guy in town.
I'm not going to name names, but I said at the time, why did you do it? Somebody in this building, not necessarily this radio station, remember about 5 years ago when FGCU was really going through their run and made it to the Sweet 16, decided to get a tattoo that said Dunk City.
Yep, Drunk City.
And it's like, it's going to be long forgotten.
No, man. No, it's forever, man.
I asked that person probably a couple of months ago, do you regret it?
Not at all.
No, don't get something that is currently, you know, topical. Like somebody that will go and put a tattoo of their sports team winning the title or something.
That could be pretty cool. I mean, if you stuck with the team.
Yeah, well, the only time I was thinking about something like that is if you were in an era like the Lakers in the 80s or the Celtics in the 60s and 70s, where you'd have like a Laker logo and then have a new number put on for every championship they got.
Yeah. I was a little young. The only one I could see that would have been okay, and I would have been six, was to get Dolphins undefeated.
Yeah. And I think as a six-year-old, if you wanted to, you would have.
No, I was just a child, Stan.
When would you have been done it on your own, then? If you wasn't going to do it at six, what, eight?
At least. Probably closer to 10.
Yeah.
I don't know why you laugh at these things.
I don't know.
Yesterday, on this program, we brought you what some are calling the worst cover song ever done.
Oh, God.
And the fallout continues with a lot of hurt feelings.
Well, that's what it's all about. Something like that, hurt feelings. You puddle.
Puddle of Mud posted a response on Instagram to all the haters who bashed their cover of Nirvana's About a Girl. although it does sound, it's credited to the band, but sounds as if it may have been written specifically by the singer.
Yeah, because he was the one with the most hurt feelings on that thing. We got to, here.
Thank you for this too. I do, but you have a clue. <All right. laughs>
Here is the official rebuttal. Rise above others who try and take you down.
That's him. That's the lead singer.
And you may want to have it running in the background as I do this. I'm at my best now.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. I pray for all of you because we care. But it doesn't end there. Jealousy is toxic, and toxic people are a waste of time. We walk away with nothing but a smile. It also includes several million hashtags, including sober life, toxic people suck, and we rock. And the final bit of rebuttal, they posted...
Yeah, they did.
Puddle of Mud doing the same song in 2005, and they say it sounds just fine.
It's just as bad. I was going to have it on the grab bag, and I said, there's no way I'm going to go and torture people with this.
Is it frail?
What the? Yep. Sober life.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
Hashtag.
In a moment.
96 K-Rock brings you Operation Gift Card, a way you can support Southwest Florida's economy during the coronavirus outbreak. If you know a local business or restaurant that offers gift cards for purchase on their website, let us know, and we'll get the word out. Just click on the Operation Gift Card banner at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
You can do three good ones.
Bill. Well, many things have changed during quarantine.
They sure have.
And some things are reverting back to the way things used to be.
I've been waiting for this since the headlines.
Parents don't have a ton of options these days to keep their kids busy on the weekends now. So they're bringing back an old classic. Apparently, the family Sunday drive is back.
Jeez.
I know.
Jeez. Yeah.
You don't want to... You want to sound okay about it. You don't want the kids to know the horrible truth.
I remember an episode of Andy Griffith.
Horrible.
Barney had a new car, and Barney and Thelma Lou and Andy and Aunt Bee and Gomer all went on a Sunday drive so that Barney could drive his new car. He bought a junk. He bought a junk.
Sixty percent of parents and 45% of non-parents say they've started taking long, leisurely Sunday drives for no reason as an activity. The darker side of the survey also found that 53% of parents have hidden in their car to escape their home and children.
Re-cue that up, Rob. Let's play a little of that one. Here's Barney, Thelma Lou, Andy, Gomer, Opie, and Aunt Bee going for their Sunday drive with Barney's new car. There we go.
Can't hurt you anymore.
nice leisurely drive.
Andy?
I think Matt.
Is that the Johnson farm down there?
Uh-huh. I see they painted their barn.
I love red barn.
I think the Johnsons keep their farm up better than anybody around here.
Their farm's a picture no artist could draw.
Oh, by the way, Coleman, how are you feeling?
Sick as a dog, but having the time of my life.
Could you take me out to Johnson sometime, Pa?
Sure. Mr. Johnson might even let you milk a cow.
Uh-oh, there goes Barney's steering wheel. Coming out like a snake.
To me, you got too much grease in the steering column.
I don't believe I've ever seen anything like that before. I hear a hissing sound, too, Barn. Listen.
and it just got worse from there.
I can imagine.
Out for a Sunday drive. Boy, don't we all miss them?
Yep. Don't think you're going to make it all the way to Mount Pilot.
Nope,
on that.
You're not. Radiator was shot and the transmission was full of sawdust. Runs real smooth for the first 100 miles.
Mm-hmm. Got a great deal, I'm sure.
Yep. You know who sold him the car was Grandma Walton.
Yep. And Gomer better get tested.
Because he's as sick as a dog driving around.
But as happy as can be.
Yeah.
There is a new dating show on the Netflix. You heard about it?
I heard about it during the headlines. That was the first I've heard about it.
Well, the name of the show is Too Hot to Handle.
Ooh.
The premise is that contestants are prohibited from any sort of sexual contact, including themselves.
What? This is like the Seinfeld episode, Master of My Domain.
Yes. A bunch of sexy singles are thrown together in paradise with a chance to win $100,000. But any, and I mean any, remotely sexual activity by contestants cuts into that prize money. So you start out with a chance to win $100,000. Even a kiss drops it by $3,000.
That's tough.
So how did the producers enforce the rules?
How did they enforce it? How'd they know?
A contestant by the name of Bryce Hirschberg says there were cameras everywhere, including the toilet.
That's sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
But he says the bathroom cams were not recording. They were just so the contestants could be monitored live. In a separate interview with People magazine, two of the producers go out of their way to not admit they watched people on the toilet.
Oh, you know they did.
What they say is someone was always listening.
That could be just as bad.
Worse.
So it's a lot like the Seinfeld Master of My Domain.
Oh, it's a direct ripoff of that.
And the Looney Tunes Bugs Bunny cartoon with him and Yosemite Sam. And remember, every time Yosemite Sam lost his temper, Bugs would go and take a little bit off of that inheritance he had.
Oh, yeah. Well, Yosemite Sam would lock himself in a closet, and all you'd see is a bunch of hashtags, exclamation points.
And a lot of ricka, ricka, ricka.
That is not what you heard, Stan. What you heard was, your resurrection.
Yeah. Even like when he fell off the cliff and he was flying down and he was cussing all the way down and Bugs was still deducting.
Yep, he had that little pad out.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you razor-fraction, sod-busting, lily-livered. Sorry about that, folks. As Jacksonville reopened the beaches, police were patrolling the beach to enforce social distancing rules. They let most people off with a warning until they ran across a 30-year-old gent named Mario Gotti lounging on the beach. He wasn't moving, he was lounging.
Not good.
And it turns out Mario Gotti, believe it or not, is a fugitive wanted in Pennsylvania for allegedly shooting and killing a man in January. The cops figured out he had a warrant and they arrested him. He should be extradited this week. The police tweeted a photo of him being let off the beach in cuffs while proudly wearing a very patriotic American flag bathing suit.
I'm looking at it right now. Jeez, I'm surprised the Gottis would go out of their territory to make a hit.
Well, you know, this has the feel of something that's made up to me.
Yep.
Sounds like another fake federal rap.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, April 21st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, and by the way, it's not Gotti like John.
Oh,
it's
isn't?
Daddy like Arturo.
Oh, one of the greatest fighters of all time, Arturo Gatti.
He could take a punch as well as give one.
You better believe it. One of the greats. And let's look into his death. It wasn't suicide.
Well, some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
Yes, sir. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney. 96
and they compound. Hey everybody, Stan Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It is greatly appreciated. Rob's show. Yeah. Yes, Haney?
They compound so much you sometimes don't know what the original issue was.
Nope, you don't. You're right. Rob's show gonna be up at 6 o'clock. He's gonna have a 6 o'clock safe word for you that could get you $500. So stay tuned for that. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, one thing on the board right now, and it is in Fort Myers. We got a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Cypress Lake Drive. And you are up to date. Oh, yeah!
What's wrong with you? I wish I knew. You say time will tell. To say I know how you feel now, your friends are dead.
the late Jimmy McCullough from Wings, who put his hand in the medicine jar one too many times. Great song. Thank you, Haney.
You are welcome, sir.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I fall for a lot of stuff. I really do. Like, I worry about, you know, catfish, like getting catfish. You know that? If you get tricked on the internet is what being catfished is. And the big famous story was Manti Te'o, the football player that believed in the fake girlfriend. And when I saw that, I was like, I get it. I would fall for that. I knew I would. I mean, I'm 35. I still do not sleep with socks on because my dad told me my feet can't breathe when I was a kid. I still believe that. So you bet I could talk to a fake woman for quite a while. I almost joined the army when I was 18 just because they called. That was the only reason. I thought I got picked. I was like, oh, wow, this is an honor. Like, I also signed up for a JCPenney credit card at 18 because they called and I was like, man, this day is getting crazier and crazier. My mom had to go get me out of all of that. My mom had to call the Army and JCPenney in the same day. She was like, he's not doing any of this. He got to the phone quicker than he usually does. So, just so you know, the JCPenney credit card was the tougher to get out of.
Have yourselves a great evening. Rob, show up next with the 6 o'clock safe word. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Subject line, people are nuts. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's good to see people being a little more courteous and overall nicer to one another. However, some people just have to go overboard, and it drives me crazy. It's okay to do things like hold open a door, saying, you know, have a good day, or those type things. Now, the other day, I was putting some groceries into the car. Suddenly, I look up and there's an older gentleman standing by my cart, of course, and it kind of startled me. He asked if he could help me. I said, no, I got it. Well, I can understand why somebody would come up to the Guardian and ask him, because he carries that big giant cane with him everywhere he goes.
That's a beautiful cane.
It is a beautiful cane. He had one even thicker than that, but he overused it and it broke. I saw it break. At any rate. So the older gentleman standing by my cart startled me. He asked me if I could he could help. I said, no, I got it. Now, he was not an employee, just some random person. Suddenly, he starts taking my bags out of the cart and putting them into my car. I was like, WTF. The last item in the cart was a 24-pack of water. This guy grabs it and almost fell on his ass doing it. I grabbed them from him, thanked him, and quickly left. My point is, you can be nice, but there is a limit on being nice. And also, Guardian, he neglected social distancing. You didn't know who this guy was.
And he put his paws all over the stuff you're going to eat.
And he put his paws all over. They tell you, you know, wipe down the grocery bags, right? Wipe down the containers. You don't know. So, people, you can be courteous, but please don't overdo it. It is just my observation. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. Yeah, social distancing, touching all of your stuff.
And I'm sure that's happened to you, Stan, knowing you. You've been out in public and said, hey, I need to back off. I'm feeling a little too courteous.
Yep. Yep. I feel that way. Yep. I swear to God.
And you stop yourself. Yep. And say, hey.
If it was pouring rain and I saw at the end of Stan and Annie Boulevard a fat girl with a flat tire, I wouldn't help nowadays. In the old days, I would, as Haney did a burnout right by me.
Yep. Covered you in mud.
Yeah. Name.
It also reminds me
of a true story.
It also reminds me of the time when you were scared to get in your own car because of a turtle.
That was a snapping turtle underneath that car. That wasn't any kind of like box turtle or like a regular. That was one that would take your hand off.
Yeah, and I remember driving off, and you just had your hands up in the air going, what am I going to do?
We're going to take a break. Name that movie's next.
I don't know how that one turned out, because I went home.
Look, I think it eventually moved, and I was able to go. But, yeah, you were long gone by the time that puzzle was figured out.
I'll never forget the tire thing, though. That was classic.
Stan and Haney.
Because you knew you were in over your head right away.
No, I wasn't over my head. I was helping her, and I changed that effing tire.
What I mean is, once you were committed to doing it, you wished
there.
You hadn't stopped.
I was soaking wet, full of mud, and she was a heavy breather.
Yep.
Because she was heavy.
And you wanted to feel good about yourself. And
it wasn't
once you
about feeling good. I felt bad for her.
And
she's
once
in one of these big moo-moo dresses, wet hair, and I'm like, oh my God, she's got a flat tire.
And you've got to admit, by the time I drove by and splashed you with that puddle, you wish you hadn't stopped in the first place.
Well, yeah, because instead of you saying, hey, can we both help you, or can I pull out of the road onto the road quietly? No, you gunned it, went through a mud puddle. Beautiful. Stan and Haney, 96K.
Ah, friends.
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.